Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We go out to the phones right now, and it is super early. Yikes. I mean, super early. And we talked to our friend Ed Bouchette from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Ed, it's 4:03 in the morning. What time's your flight?
My flight is at 7:50. So that's, what is that? I don't even know. It's 10:50 your time.
Yeah, you'll get there
soon enough.
It'll be good. All right, let's get right to the heart of all this matter here. So, Mike Tomlin said that Ben Roethlisberger said he was ready to go. Mike Tomlin didn't put him in the football game. Is the truth all in this story here? What's the lay of the land here?
Well, I asked Ben this question, and he said, you'll have to ask Coach that. I said, did you take a painkiller? And my only thinking is maybe it was, if he did take a painkiller, maybe it was taking a little time to kick in. I don't know. You can take that one theory if you want. But I don't know. Mike said he was ready for a couple series there, and they were in the flow. I didn't see any flow column.
Well, I find it impossible to believe, and this is just my opinion here, that Ben Roethlisberger would stand idly by if he was fully ready to go in a football game and, number one, not raise a bigger stink, but also, number two, he's to the point of 15 years as an NFL guy that's very good, that essentially he just checks himself back into the football game.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if it's true or not, but my painkiller theory, because he sat on the sideline, stood on the sideline with his ball cap on, looking every bit like a guy who was done for the day and just, watching his backup try and win that game. And all of a sudden, boom, he's back in.
Our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette of the Post-Gazette, out in California, joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. Was the entire philosophy here, Ed, let's see if Dobbs can protect a four-point lead and we can get out of here and focus on New England next week with Ben being in more of one piece and not risking him any more to further injury?
It may have been, but if that was the case, he shouldn't have gone in at all. If you wanted to win that game, it's not like you were running away with it. If you wanted to win that game, you didn't have to wait until you fell behind to do so. They could have put him in and, I don't know what kind of rib injury. I don't know if it was broken. I don't know, what it is. But if it's a sore rib, getting hit again is only going to make it sore. It's not going to do anything more. If it's broken, maybe he shouldn't have been playing at all.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, joined by Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider. Not lost in all of this, but one of the bigger stories as well is Mike Tomlin's inability to use his timeouts on defense on the last Oakland drive. That is that's head-scratching and puzzling and just the wrong decision, Ed.
Yeah, I was saying that the week before when I thought they should have been calling timeouts, and we were saying it in the press box. If he wants some advice from upstairs, all he has to do is ask us because we'll give it to him. We were saying the same thing right after that, especially after that 39-yard pass. It was obvious they had enough time to score. So why aren't you? And if you stop them, you stop them. So why aren't you saving the time for when you get the ball? He left that game with a timeout in his pocket. That's there's something wrong there.
When it comes to clock management, and we talked last week, Ed, about the decision on whether to challenge things or not, and that Mike Tomlin, it looks like, doesn't necessarily have a guy for those things like some head coaches do. Who would be the person to say to him, hey, you need to have a guy to oversee these things, and why haven't they told him to do so yet?
Well, it wouldn't be John Gruden, that's for sure. He missed on two of them yesterday. It would be Art Rooney. That's the only one who can say that. I mean, Kevin could suggest it, I guess, but Art could order it. the one long pass that Denver completed and hurried up to snap it was challengeable, and he didn't challenge it. And someone said, well, the Raiders got it off too quick. Well, somebody from the Raiders must have realized it wasn't a reception. And they said, hey, hurry up and get this playoff before they can challenge. If he had somebody up in the booth looking at it, he might have challenged that play. Things might have been different.
Yeah, it's been well documented. Sean McVay struggled with challenges, and then he hired someone essentially to be a quality control guy to do that for him. And as we know, Belichick has had a secret army of people doing this for years and years and years. Ed Bouchette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Is it worth $4.8 million in dead cap money to tell Boswell to hit the road because he's just not doing it anymore?
Yeah, he's not. Those two misses yesterday, the first one, I think, was just terrible. It was 39 yards wide right. It's almost an extra point. Of course, he's missed many of those, too. I just don't know who's out there, Colin. You know, it's the old thing. Before you get rid of somebody, you better have somebody you want to bring in. But maybe they should have a little tryout the way they did in the past in the middle of seasons when their kickers were failing them.
Special teams as a whole, Ed, and Boswell is at the top of that, but special teams as a whole this year has been disappointing. Is Danny Smith in any trouble? I mean, we've all focused on coordinators the last couple of years.
You know, Danny Smith is only as good as the athletes he has. And Boswell missing field goals is not Danny Smith. Now, penalties in that, from what my understanding, he goes over everything with these guys. I don't know what more you can do. Danny Smith had a reputation as a very good special teams coach. And, again, I sometimes it's the athletes that they let him use. And sometimes it's just players going bad, you know, like a kicker.
When you got on that airplane and you went to go out west, did you think that you'd sit down and watch a football game where the Steelers' offensive line would impose their will a little bit more?
I don't know that that's the case. I mean, did they sack Ben? I'm trying to remember.
Well, the Steelers didn't run the football very effectively, I guess is what I'm
getting
at.
Well, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Le'Veon Bell wasn't in there, neither was his backup, James Conner. They were going with a rookie and a veteran who has who has not gotten it done for 4 or 5 years. I didn't expect their running game to do much going into this. I don't care if you had how big a holes you had.
I expected Samuels to go for more than 2.5 a carry, though. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, but what made you think that?
I'll
tell you what expected me, Ed, is that none of those backs that you mentioned, Le'Veon Bell to a degree, but James Conner isn't a make-you-miss Barry Sanders kind of back. The Steelers' run game has been predicated, I think, largely on the backs of the offensive line and creating holes, and I think that what has been billed to us is one of the best offensive lines, if not the best offensive line in football, it's seemingly been delivered to us that you could get Frank Pollard to run behind them, and he'll run for 2,000 yards.
Frank Pollard was a pretty good running back in his time, I'll tell you that. I'm not sure Jalen Samuels has the resume yet to show us that. He didn't do it in college, and he's done it precious little here. So I had no expectations for Jalen Samuels.
Ed, the secondary had multiple opportunities to make plays yesterday, a couple of dropped picks, a really well-thrown ball by Carr on that pass that took the Raiders down to the 7-yard line late in the game. But again, we saw Terrell Edmonds opportunities to make plays, Morgan Burnett opportunities to make plays. The secondary simply doesn't make them. What do we make of the secondary that they've patched together and the fact that really the only guy that we see doing anything in this secondary is a guy who doesn't even get the ball thrown to his side of the field anymore in Joe Hayden.
Yeah, although I think, he was, who dropped the one yesterday? I'm trying to remember who
Hilton.
Dropped the obvious one. Mike Hilton,
yep.
Right? And he's one of their better interceptors, if you will. That one to the 7-yard line, Burnett and Edmonds had as equal a shot, if not better, than the receiver on that. And Mike Tomlin, without naming that play specifically, pointed that out, that those their guys were making plays going after the ball. Our guys weren't. And he's right. They don't go after the ball. And when they do, it clangs off their hands or some friendly fire comes in to knock the ball out. It's almost comedic how poorly these guys are at intercepting footballs. It's uncanny. I think what the secondary has four, there's two by the linebackers, and two of them are starters who have interceptions.
Are the Steelers a playoff team, Ed?
Well, they are right now. I mean, they're as good as – I'm writing this for tomorrow. Everybody was losing except Kansas City yesterday, and Kansas City tried to lose. I mean, New England, you saw that game. Houston lost. Baltimore blew a fourth-quarter lead. Kansas City blew a field goal as well that would have won it earlier. And the Steelers lost. I mean, the Chargers are the one team that's sneaking up on everybody, I guess. But it doesn't seem like anybody in the AFC really wants to win this thing.
Well, given that the Steelers have Patriots, Saints, Bengals left, and the Ravens, just a half game behind them, have Buccaneers, Chargers, Browns left, should Steelers fans be confident that they will still be a playoff team when the season ends in 3 weeks?
No, because if they don't win the division, Chris, they're not going to make the playoffs. There's too many other teams. You know, first of all, LA Chargers are 10-3, so there's the one wild card team. And then you got four teams at 7-6. So Steelers lose another game. They're behind those teams, provided those other teams win. They have to beat the New England Patriots Sunday. It's time. It's time for them to stand up, beat the New England Patriots, even if they go down and lose to New Orleans, come back, beat Cincinnati, and they'll win the division, I do believe, because I don't think Baltimore's going to win out.
You're not necessarily the sentimental type all that much, Ed.
But it, right.
Nip that right in the bud.
Is there a little tear in your eye leaving Oakland for the final time, Steelers-Raiders, Ed?
When we were taking the elevator down, I almost blessed the place saying, thank God this is my last elevator ride from this crappy press box in Oakland. No, not one bit. And I'll tell you, someone else who's not sad to leave, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You're right about that.
They haven't won here since 1995. They should dial up Neil O'Donnell and ask him how he did it.
Oh, Ed Bouchette, Steelers Insider, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Thank you, Ed. Have a great cross-country flight. Enjoy your Monday, and we'll chat again soon.
All right, fellas. It's going to be a lost Monday, but that's the way it goes.
That is the way it goes.
It is.
All right.
Thanks,
Ed. Not the sentimental type. No. Follow us on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge.
This place sucks.
Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. That place is a dump. Like, quite literally. When in the baseball dugouts, they had poop in the dugouts this year. They had to stop a game because there was poop.
And that's not the first time it's happened.
I know. Wait a minute. What's going on? There's a delay. Is somebody having a medical emergency? Wait, is there a cinder block that fell down? What happened? Something happened. Is there a bee's nest? No, umpire, there's poop in the dugout. We've got to stop this game here. It's
call Matt Mertz.
Right. No job is too big or too small. We better call Mertz before we're going to call Shenderovich and Fishman. Somebody slips on his poop.
Oh, there goes Boswell. He slipped.
I know. My gosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.